Exercise 4, page 135. Speaker 1.
One day last winter, after a heavy snowfall, I went out for a walk on my own. I was walking in the snow when suddenly I sank into a deep drift. The snow almost covered my head and I couldn't get out. I tried not to panic and waited for someone to come looking for me. Half an hour later, I heard my dad's voice and our dog Bella barking. Dad said he would have walked right past me, but thanks to Bella's fantastic nose, she sniffed me out immediately. She dug me out and I gave her a big hug. A dog really is a man's best friend.
Speaker 2.
My hobby is birdwatching, and I go on regular trips. Last time, I saw a killdeer. It was sitting in the middle of the country path in front of me and seemed unable to fly. As I got closer, it started to struggle and drag one of its wings along the ground. I thought the wing must be broken. I reached out to pick up the bird, but it kept getting away from me. It flapped and bobbed along for about 50 yards with me in pursuit, and then, to my amazement, it suddenly flew skywards. I later learned that killdeer does this to distract enemies away from its nest.
Speaker 3.
The monkeys in Thailand are quite annoying. When I went on holiday there, they were absolutely everywhere, jumping on you and trying to grab things. I had taken the precaution of keeping my mobile phone and camera out of reach in an inside pocket. I also avoided feeding them so as not to encourage them. What I hadn't reckoned on was my visit to a Thai temple. Before going inside, I took off my trainers and left them on the steps. Coming out again 10 minutes later, I was just in time to see a cheeky monkey disappearing over the treetops with them. I never got them back.
Speaker 4.
Once, I came face to face with a bear when I was camping in the woods. I had food supplies in the tent, and it must have smelt them. Anyway, when I woke up in the morning and went outside the tent, there it was, about 50 yards away. Slowly, I backed off, avoiding direct eye contact and talking in a low voice, hoping it would go away. But the bear decided to charge. Against all my instincts, I followed the rules and stood my ground. Then, halfway through the charge, the bear thought better of it and ambled away. It had obviously realized I wasn't dangerous.